Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips
and our mouths proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
I invite you to join with me in saying the Jubilate found on page 82 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. Be joyful in the Lord, lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his faithfulness endures from age to age.
We will read responsively Psalm 34, found on the handout or on the prayer book, page 627. I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord.
Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me.
And delivered me out of all my terror.
Look upon him and be radiant.
And let not your faces be ashamed.
I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me.
And saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him.
And he will deliver them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Happy are they who trust in him.
Fear the Lord, you that are his saints.
For those who fear him lack nothing.
Lions lack and suffer hunger.
But those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good.
The Lord ransoms the life of his servants.
And none will be punished who trust in him.
Our first reading is a reading from the book of Revelation. After this, I, John, looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white? And where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to join with me in saying Canticle 21, found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 95 or in your handout. You are God. We praise you.
You are the Lord.
You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles, the noble fellowship of the Holy Spirit, throughout the world, the Church of Christ, Father of Majesty and Bounty, true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, and God, you Christ, King of glory, eternal Son, Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not know the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, help your people with the price of your saints to glory everlasting.
The second reading, a reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to mute as we sing together our sequence hymn number 293, I Sing a Song.
Thank you. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then they began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you, falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. In the same way they persecute the prophets that were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This past week, I've been thinking of the many, many people who have had an influence in my life. I was thinking back to when my husband and I were both in the Army and how much it meant to have those neighbors on the post who were also in the military or else our co-workers. And we would get together frequently and celebrate, have picnics and parties. But we also took care of each other. We looked out for each other. And when anybody needed anything, there were people there who came and helped. I think also of, I did things in a little slightly different order. I got married, had kids, then went to college. And so I, at that time, was considered a non-traditional student. And there was one professor, Dr. Dorothy Mariner, who took me under her wing and made attempts to help me succeed, gave me odd jobs to bring in a little money, introduced me to people who would be influential in the future. I also think of when I had cancer and the number of people who just stepped up in different ways. For a 6-week period, I was in isolation and not allowed to drive. And people showed up, and not necessarily my friends and neighbors, but unexpected people. I'll remember Bob the florist that I only knew from an organization that I was a member of. And he had flowers delivered. And he said, "You know, I can't do anything else, but this is what I can do to brighten your day," and sent me a beautiful bouquet of flowers. I think we all have those people in our lives who over the years have taught us, who have led us, who have encouraged us, who have shown us the way. And they also were the ones, the same ones, who scolded me or admonished me or rebuked me when I was off the path and encouraged me to get back on the path, telling me that you are better than this. I know that you have those people in your life as well, who have encouraged you, taught you, been there when you were in need, and admonished you when you stepped off the path. I'd like to give you a minute to just recall some of those people in your life who have had a major influence. And over this past week, as I was thinking of them, so many have gone on before, gone on ahead to their final reward. And today is All Saints Day, when we give thanks for those people who have been in our lives, who have been an influence in our life, who gave us life. Right now, the world is a challenging place. I don't have to name all the ways that it's a challenging place. It just is. And what I'm not sure about is, has it ever been different? I think the world has always been a challenging place. And I know this time of year when we change the clocks back, knowing that early in the afternoon, it'll be dark. And as over the next 2 months, it'll just get darker and darker. And right after that, we can anticipate the frigid cold and the increase in isolation and depression and sadness. And what we have to hold on to is those saints who went before, those who have faced the challenges. And I think about what All Saints Day means, giving thanks for those people who have had an influence in our life. And I think about the people that the church names saints, those who are martyred for their faith, those who in the early church, when Christians were persecuted and killed, that kept the faith, those who out throughout the ages, throughout wars and famines, have kept the faith or have died for their faith. I think about the people who have taught us about God and God's ways. Not only those Sunday school teachers, but those neighbors and teachers and friends who have shown us the way. And I think about also, excuse me, the people who have taught us about wisdom and love and mercy. Those who have taught us about God's love for the world and our love for each other. And I think that's where Jesus is starting today. Jesus is on the mountaintop, and that's where he teaches profound things on that mountaintop. And that's where we come away and we say, aha, we get it. And he was preaching to people, great crowds, and his disciples who were in much the same situation that we are in. They were looking, hungering for hope, looking for a direction, looking for answers, looking for a way forward. They were filled with anticipation that this is something that is going to make a difference in our lives. And so they listened to Jesus. They turned to Jesus as he began to teach the Sermon on the Mount and what it means to build the kingdom of heaven and what it means to be blessed. And right off the bat, as we hear it, we start to question, who are these who are blessed? The ones who are blessed are the ones who hunger, who thirst, who grieve. For the merciful who don't seek revenge. For the peacemakers who don't seek violence. For those who grieve and mourn. Blessed are the poor. And we start to think, well, maybe I don't exactly want to be blessed because this doesn't feel like such a good path. And then Jesus continues and says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil on you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way that persecuted the prophets who were before you. And we start saying that's absolutely crazy. But we also know that that is the way of God. God works, shows us how he works in the world through the poor, through the hungry, the lonely, the oppressed. That's where God shows up. Jesus comes and he immediately surrounds himself with the poor, the disenfranchised, the tax collectors, the sinners. He befriends them. He doesn't scorn them. He befriends them. God shows himself in the world in the most unexpected places. For after all, he comes to earth, not in a jewel-encrusted crib in a palace, but in a feeding trough. He appears to Moses, as we've heard over the last couple of weeks, in the burning bush, teaching that this will set your people free. He works through Moses, through the slaves, to free people. And we know that Jesus came to us to save us from our sins, to free us from our sins. And that turns everything upside down on its head, because we keep thinking it's the rich, the powerful, the influential, those who have status, who are doing God's work in the world. And that's not where God is working. God is reaching out to the children, the poor, the lonely, the oppressed, those in prison. And I think about those saints in my life in ages past. They came to me when I was in my hour of need. Not when I was on top of the mountain, on top of the world. God comes to us when we are in need. He sends angels, he sends messengers, he sends our neighbors, our family, our friends, and sometimes he sends strangers to help us on the way. And then when our time comes to go to our final reward, he makes the promises that we hear in Revelation. We will be brought into the presence of God. We will be robed in white. Those who have gone before us, who are holding a place for us, are in a place now where there is no pain, no grief, no sorrow. God is wiping away every tear from their eyes. We just sang the Song of Saints, and I love how it ends, and I mean to be one too. Today, as we celebrate all those who have led us on the way, pointed the way, showed us God's love. And so I ask you today, do you mean to be one too? Amen. Let us pause for a moment of silence. All Saints Day is one of the 4 days in the church year where it is right and a good and proper thing to offer baptisms, but also for us to renew our baptismal covenant, to remember who we are, who God is, and the promises that we made to God. So I invite you to join with me in the baptismal covenant, which is in your bulletin. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and in the prayers?
I will.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord.
I will. God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will. God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will. God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will. God's help.
Charlie, you're muted.
There. Sorry. The Lord be with you.
And
also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving help of all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Log of the day. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Colic for Sunday. O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through your worship of you, that the week may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Colic for Mission. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers of the people.
Doxology.
Prayers to the People is Form 6, found on prayer book, page 392. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in your daily life and work.
For our families,
friends and neighbors.
For those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For justice, freedom, and peace.
For just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, for Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priest, and all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation.
For,
for all first responders.
Chris?
Jerry, Julie, and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Elisa, Jane, and family, Douglas, Richard, and Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Alan, Colleen, Steve, Elaine, Adrian, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
For America.
Brother Joe.
Richard.
For all the multitudes suffering as a result of COVID-19.
Hear us, Lord.
Your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
The people of St. James.
For my beautiful grandchildren.
My husband.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
We remember before you, O God, those who we love, who have died and gone before us. Louise and Sherry Hun, Bob Hun.
I thought you were supposed to read them.
Joe and Ellen Kennedy, Michelle Bonnet Ferenz, Joe Kennedy, Gloria Dowdle, Kayla Marie Ferenz, Helen and John DiBattista, Helen Ferenz Canfield, Laura and Jim Walters, John T. Rogerson Jr., James and Manette Howell, Ray and Betty Tillman, Priscilla Rogerson, the Skinner family, the Rizzuto family, Arlene Santis, Sue and Ted Dykus, George Brayer, Wesley and Julia Durr, Jean Colo, Helen Colo, Betty Sline, Barb Brayer, Barb Bailey.
Tom Noteware, Merle Langley, Alan Bernie Kent, Harry and Sarah Noteware, Richard and Clara Shear, Richard and Alice Shear, Steve and Jesse York, Claude and Eunice White, Mary Griswold, Michael Conway, Clarence and Laura Van Houten, Cecil Van Houten, Albert and Fleeta Den, Grace Meredith, John Kyver, Vivian Channy, William Channy, Robert H. Gullick, Mary Alice Broomhall, Vincent S. Broomhall, Thomas and Catherine Manicus, James Manicus, Peter and Martha Gerardimo.
Angeline Pozzolas, Georgia Mannering, Richard Hutchison, Tom Packard, Marion Packard, Shirley Packard, Ann Young, John Young, Henry C. Fry, Dean Lewis Fry, Lauren and Winifred Lewis, Eugene and Anna Fry, Bernice Conray, Helen and Jacob Nickaport, James and Charles, Louise Charles, Lena and Christopher Fogarty, Nancy Houston Railsback, Rose Houston Forston, Herman Ingalls, Jack Nickaport, Wanda French, Roselle and Mildred Shepherd, Benton Stone, Stephen and Dick Pulver,
Mary and Steve Matthew Matwijow, Alvin and Betty Pulver, James Taylor Lawrence, Mary Kay Lawrence, Flora Taylor Keeler, Joseph and Helen Mead, Fred and Harriet Taylor, Linda Antonor.
And those we now name.
Sister Bernice Reagan.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you. O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls. To you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all
mercies,
we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and all that you have made. We bless you for your creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen.
Amen.
Please mute as we sing together our closing hymn number 618, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones.
Hallelujah.
blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.